This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to providing excellent customer experiences and leading-edge products and services to its farmer-owned member cooperatives and retailers. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, there's some finally good news for U.S. soybean growers as China has stepped back into the market. The purchase was not a large one, but it marks the first notable move in months and offers a small sign of progress in a strained trade relationship. For many farmers, though, the sigh of relief is measured, as they know there's still a long road ahead before trade with China returns to anything close to normal. We'll talk about more next.
Growmark has been committed to delivering the products you need from people you trust since 1927. As an agricultural cooperative serving almost 400,000 customers across North America, Growmark provides agronomy, energy, facility engineering, and construction, along with logistics products and services, coupled with grain marketing and risk management opportunities. Whether you are a member of the Growmark system or a wholesale customer, you can count on Growmark to provide an exceptional experience with each and every transaction. Visit Growmark.
While this morning's purchase is probably more of a sign of goodwill gestures ahead of the coming talks between Presidents Trump and Xi, it signals that communication lines remain open between the two largest players in the global ag market. Ethan Robson, hedging strategist of AgMarket.net, said today's headlines caught traders' attention before the market even opened. Reports surfaced that China's state-owned company COFCO purchased 2 to 3 cargoes of soybeans for shipment later this winter. But of course, the markets are remaining defensive.
Big news today coming into the open was the soybeans. Reports came out earlier this morning that China state-owned COFCO bought 2 to 3 cargoes of U.S. soybeans for a December-January shipment. So that had the trade excited. Market still on the defensive side. I think they were expecting just a little bit more of a purchase as we wait for Trump's and President of China's meeting.
Earlier this week, I talked with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nag, and we talked about the upcoming U.S.-China meeting and its potential to impact Iowa farmers. Nag said China has to come to the table ready to negotiate in good faith and not use America's heartland as leverage in broader global disputes. And he says while farmers are frustrated about the disruption, they also know the administration is trying to secure fair trade deals for industries and the whole U.S. economy, not just agriculture.
The fact is we need China to come to the table and be willing to negotiate, not trying to hold the Midwest hostage or the Heartland hostage in these negotiations. We never want to be collateral damage in these bigger talks that obviously include things that are beyond food and agriculture. And so I am encouraged. And I continue to hear folks say, look, we don't like what's happening right now. It's a lot of disruption. And at the same time, we get what the administration is attempting to do here with new trade agreements, expanded agreements, and frankly, not allowing a country like China to take advantage of us in ways that they have for so many years. We need a fairer relationship. And I'm still hopeful that those things can happen. I'm expecting even more announcements as we go through this week, as the president is traveling throughout Asia. We'll certainly be pushing for that and hoping for it, but more than hoping, we want to continue to advocate for that.
Not only are we looking for federal talks with other countries to net some more growth in our trade, but Iowa continues to look for every possible opportunity as well. In fact, the secretary will be part of an Iowa trade mission to Vietnam and Indonesia next month, underscoring the state's continued push to connect Iowa ag to buyers in Southeast Asia.
I want folks to know we're out pushing for every market that we can. I'm sorry I didn't even mention it, but yes, we are headed to Vietnam and Indonesia in just a couple of weeks. And yet another sign of our commitment as the state of Iowa to go pursue markets wherever they are.
Even with today's modest soybean sale, traders and farm leaders know there's still a long way to go before conference fully returns to the export market. But the renewed contact with China, coupled with Iowa's continued outreach to Southeast Asia, shows that progress is possible when communication remains open and markets stay a priority. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.